Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaking of that, I was part of a conference call with other media members and a couple of Bears players. We spoke to Jonathan Owens, also spoke to Cole Kmet. And look, I had to do it. I had to, because like I said, when we started this podcast, Studs, it was like I'm just astonished. Like, it's hitting me that they've lost seven straight games. And so I asked Cole Kmet earlier today, how are you handling everything?
Dude, I mean, for me, it's been a lot, man. This isn't easy. And for sure, you know, for me, a lot of individual mental battles you go through in your head. You know, I feel like I've definitely been through a lot here. And, you know, I've been through my fair share of losing streaks. And this is definitely not easy. This has definitely been a mental battle. And, you know, trying to grind through this from a mental standpoint and in terms of everything, just from my standpoint that I've been through and trying to deal with this. And, you know, I know that there's areas that, you know, I look at myself where I got to be better and, you know, I got to do a better job and I got to do more on the field. And it's just tough to be in this spot right now. I mean, because I've been in this before and tough to see things going down the way that they have been. And but look, this is the situation that we're in and that I'm in. And, you know, I thought I had a good talk with my dad the other day about, you know, kind of perspectives moving forward. And, you know, at this point, you know, he had a great thing that he said to me. It's like, as dark as this might seem in the moment right now, you know, you got to have perspective as to what you get to do. And, you know, he was saying, you know, he'd give anything to go back and just to play one more game and to be in the shape that I'm in right now and to go out and play football. And I think that's kind of the perspective that I want to have going forward for these last four and, you know, just enjoy it being out there with the guys, put some really good stuff out on tape and just enjoy each other's company while we go do it. So that's kind of where we're at this point. But I mean, overall, yeah, I mean, this process has, it's been tough, man. It takes a toll on you mentally and, you definitely question things about yourself and you got to fight those things. And, but it's a hard deal for sure. And, but I just, you know, keep the mindset that, you know, this type of adversity will only make me stronger going forward.
Love the advice, from his dad. That's pretty awesome. Just kind of put that visual, look, kid, man, this does not last forever. You got about another 5 to 7 years where you're going to feel like you're the best athlete on the field. And then it's over, pal. So go out there. You know, there's something about, because here we are again, Cole Kmet this year, 42 catches, Studs, 448 yards, two touchdowns this year. There have been, what, three, four games, maybe three, where he hasn't been targeted in a game. Like, it's like, this is weird. Like, does it seem like as much of a staple as Cole Kmet is, not only on this team, but in this town media-wise, just from being from Chicago and all that comes with the whole Cole Kmet thing? Every year he's been here, there's been something unsatisfying about his seasons. Like, there's always this this level that we're waiting for him to clear. And I'm not saying it's his fault, and I like that Cole Kmet is on this Bears team. But every year, like, even when he, in his first couple of years, when the Jimmy Graham nuisance was there and Matt Nagy talk about not targeting a guy, like, he just couldn't find him, and it just felt like, and all of, and I'm guilty of this too, like, almost every, like, maybe a second off season of his second year, off season of his third year, be like, this is the year for Cole Kmet. And he's been a good tight end, don't get me wrong, but there's always something that feels just a little bit unsatisfying about his season. And this year, it's the games where he just hasn't even been targeted at all.
I would say, just to push back a little bit, I feel like his 2023 season was pretty good. Like, I felt like everyone walked out of that season thinking, like, yeah, he lived up to the contract they gave him.
Okay.
And then now we've come in. But that was after a weird 2022 season where he didn't score a single touchdown. Granted, the team was terrible. But then, but you know, it was just this weird thing, like, hey, your starting tight end didn't have a single touchdown. And back to the Jimmy Graham thing real quick. I just, because something boggled my mind and still always has about the Jimmy Graham thing. Like, he was here on a 2-year contract that you can get out, that they could have gotten out of really easily after 1 year. And they basically had a choice between Charles Leno, their starting left tackle, and Jimmy Graham, this aging shell of himself tight end. And they chose to keep Jimmy Graham for some reason, and then never replaced their left tackle, and ended up with Jason Peters as their starting left tackle, as he's just like, yeah, sure, I'll come.
It was supposed to be, to be my guy Tevin, man. It was supposed to be Tevin Jenkins, remember?
Well, yeah, but they never put him at left tackle. They were like, well, he's going to be right tackle. And it's like, well, what are we doing here?
What are we doing here?
And it just like... It was just a mind-boggling roster choice by Ryan Pace. But anyway,
here's another reason.
Cole Kmet.
But here, I'm glad we're on this, because like, Cole Kmet, like, whenever you hear, like, you heard him in that cut, and he joked about it earlier this year when things were, the bleep was hitting the wall, that, you know, like, hey, man, I've been around, I've seen some things here, you know, it's not like that's like, just think about him and the Jalen, because him and Jalen Johnson drafted in both of them in that 2020 class. He's on both of these guys now on their third head coach, right? They come in with Nagy, they get a little bit of the flus, and now they've got the Thomas Brown. So these guys will be going on their fourth head coach to begin next season, unless Thomas Brown pulls off a miracle. Four defensive coordinators has Jalen Johnson had. They would be Chuck Pagano, Sean Desai, Alan Williams, and Eric Washington. And I didn't really do the offensive coordinator math at this point, but... Yeah, I mean, if you go back on that with Cole Kmet back in 2020, that's who? Is that Bill
Lazor?
No, Matt Nagy, or is it Bill Lazor?
Well, it was, well, in spirit, it was Bill Lazor, but he wasn't calling.
He was the OC who wasn't calling the plays until Matt Nagy stripped himself of play calling.
And then I don't remember if, was Bill Lazor still around in 2021 or not. I can't remember that.
My God. We're doing an offensive coordinator exercise. Man, I'm trying to think who there's. I feel like we're missing a name here, because Getsy did replace Lazor. So I bet it was, I will put my money on it having been.
It was Bill Lazor. It was Bill Lazor.
Yeah, because then here comes Luke Getsy to save the day out of Green Bay. I'm leaving Aaron Rodgers behind for Chicago, and I'm coming here to save the day. And oh, man. And he just goes into the pile of offensive coordinators for the Bears. So, man, yeah. Was he? Wait a minute. 2020? No, Mark Helfrich was gone by then. Remember Mark Helfrich?
Mark Helfrich was...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was
yeah, Matt. He was the offensive line coach, right?
No.
Who am I thinking of? Oh, that was Harry Hiestand. Harry Hiestand was the offensive line coach.
Harry Hiestand. He was the first offensive coordinator by name only. Mark Helfrich was the exact same as Eric Washington was to the defense this year. Did not call plays until he had to call the plays. And
Bill Lazor was the same thing until basically Matt Nagy got bullied by all of us into giving up play calling in that season was that 2020 2020 when they lost 7 games in a row, I think, and he's like, okay, fine, I'll give up the play calling. Right.
Is this what you wanted?
and then magically by the next season he took over play calling again. So
that's the funny part about it is, and we all know that whoever it gets handed off to, chances are it's going to be just as bad or worse. And that's a great example. Oh, you want Bill Lazor to call these plays? Okay. And I think we were happy with Bill for like the first couple games, the way people were with Thomas Brown. Like, oh, it's different. Yeah. And we project this difference, even if there really isn't much of a difference. But then Bill Lazor just becomes another note in the long list of offensive coordinators that have existed at LSU.
Well, and like we never really got clarity on when Nagy took play calling back, like, because it was that whole thing was weird.
You're right. We never did. We don't know which game he did and what he didn't do, and then it just got too late and nobody cared anymore.
Like, and there was the whole sequence about, like, you know, at some point earlier that season, it's like, even if I gave up play calling, you wouldn't tell you. And it was like, and then he told us, and it was just like, it's like, dude, what are we doing here?
I picture the three McCaskies just standing horizontally. They knock on the door. He's like, and they just kind of look at Matt Nagy and they say, "It's time. It's time. Yeah. You must give up play calling. Hey, we're not going to fire you. We don't do that. Yeah. But it's time. Just give it
change something."